Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I'm
upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. I'ma always take the money over sex. That's why they need me out the way, what you expect.
Oh, that did not fade. Okay, what is going on, people? We have the opening show for the SFL Weekly podcast.
Yeah, we are back. We need to talk about this music, man.
Yeah, that was the song I had from last year, and it was still on there.
I remember. I definitely
remember. I just hit play. I didn't even know it just started playing. I thought I still had to DJ Electronica, but I guess not.
Which J Electronica?
I don't think it was like Exhibit B. Exhibit. No, there's no Exhibit B. Exhibit A.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I understand that. All right. You take the lead. Pause.
But as Steady, we're back. It's myself, of course. I don't know what to call myself these days. It used to be. I don't even remember what my old gamer tag was. It don't matter, but new gamer
man,
tag.
Man, JTurk214. Let's not do that.
Trouble Turk. It's me, Trouble Turk. On the Colts. And I got QG on the Atlanta Falcons / commissioner / I don't know what else you want to give him, but yeah. We're
man,
here.
I'm just mean. Let's not do that.
Yeah. We're here to discuss some great topics delivered that good old radio show that y'all have known it to be for quite some time. And with that being said, let's just get right into it. What you want to go with first, Q?
Oh, yeah. I got to ask because this is real. Honest opinion, because you've had time to look over this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the four candidates straight from the top of the show. We've seen these people in action, and there's no disrespect to any of them. It just is what it is. We've seen Vando, we've seen Texas, we've seen Jeff, and we've seen Goins. Some of these owners have been shut out. One got shut out by the computer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the only person that's in this list that has not been shut out somehow, some way, is Jeff. However, of these four, and for you that don't know, this is a the Seahawks, the Raiders, the Titans, and the Giants. Who's the worst owner in the league, Turk?
Thank God. I didn't know that somebody got shut out by the computer. That was news to me.
No, that was Texas. That was Seattle. They played the Robo Bengals that are not really good, and I think they lost like 34-0. But that's neither here nor there.
Wow.
And this is not slander. This is just me dropping facts.
Okay, so, all right. This question is quite funny. I'm going to answer this straight up, and I pray that he does not get upset with me when I say this. The answer to your question is, without a doubt, is going. The reason I say this is because he has like bottom two offense and defense. It's, you know, some of these guys are, you know, they're pretty good in one area. They don't look that bad in one area. But Goins is back on both sides of the football when he's playing.
Oh yeah, I guess you're speaking from experience. You did play him yesterday.
I did play him yesterday, but a lot of it does not have to do with it. as far as defense is concerned, I would have to say that Texas is a little bit better on that side of the football than going. Gorge's defense is, like I said, bottom two. He, according to Madden so far, he's given up them, I think, the most points in two games. Oh no, that would be the Giants. Jesus Christ. But no, he's bottom three in points allowed. He's bottom two in yards allowed.
I don't have the stats in front of me, but this is bad.
Yes, his offense is bottom two. He only has 114 passing yards. He has no rushing.
Like on the season?
On the season. This is the season so far. 114 passing yards.
Like 114.
That is correct. 114.
This is Jesus Christ. All right, go ahead.
six and a half points a game. Now, you Texas on the other hand, his offense, the reason I say bottom two is because U Texas's offense is way worse. That's what's holding him back. U Texas's offense, he only has 48 passing yards. 4-8, like not 1-4-8, 4-8. And he's only averaging 3.5 yards. I mean, 5 points, not yards. He has no passing touchdowns. He has no rushing touchdowns.
What
so
the
he
hell
scored,
is happening?
If he scored a touchdown this season,
yeah, Corwin versus
on defense.
100%. That was my pick for worst right now. Like I don't have the numbers. I'm just going by the eye test. I didn't watch the game versus the Bengals. Not to cut you off.
Yes.
Rob, who is one of the first persons to try and get stats, pulled me into a party while he was playing him a few days ago and said, I'm just going to run the ball from here on out. And I'm like, who are you playing? He was like, Seattle. And I'm like, what's the score? He was like, 23-0. I was like, huh? He was like, yeah, nah, it's still first quarter. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, I done went off with everybody already. I'm going to just try and get this over with. Like, even Rob felt bad. This is Rob. Rob has never turned down a stat in his life. He felt bad. Mercy. Somewhere there, I think in the third quarter, Texas scored on defense. And like I said, this is not slander. This is just realistic. Don't get me wrong. Jeff is bad. Bando said he was going to the playoffs because this is the best team he ever had. He don't got no damn talent on the team or anything. And he's out there getting 50 burgers put on him. But it's got to be Texas. Because these guys, at least they score. Did Goins score on offense versus you?
Yeah, he did. He did. It was busted coverage, but he did.
Hey, it happened. Jadeveon Clowney is there. There's a 99 overall on the Seattle defense. It's a fully competent defense.
Man.
Never mind the coach cam from the rafters that Texas uses, but bro, it's got to be him. Like, I'm not arguing anybody else. You can't. Like, it has to. Maybe they are the worst too. Well, I don't know, but right now it's got to go to Texas.
Do they play each other this season?
If they do, sign me up to not watch that shit.
I'm watching. I have to.
Bro, I got a lot of things I want to do before I die. That's not even at the bottom of the list. I'm good. It's going to take some stark improvement.
Dang, they don't play. Okay.
Let's move on to the next topic now. Because I can't harp on that.
Okay, so you said Texas, and I said go. Just trying to get this under.
Yeah. We'll agree to disagree with that one.
Okay, cool.
All right, so you have the stats in front of you, so I'll just ask you.
Okay.
Who are the contenders this year, and who are the pretenders? And you can base that off things said in the chat, just the games that you may have saw, stats, or whatever the case is. It doesn't have to be in a certain amount of people. Just name a couple of people you think are for real, and some you think that are going to fizzle out, fade away.
who do I have to say? Who for real? For real, I'm going to have to go with, of course, the Eagles that I always are in every year. I want to say Chan, but I'm not 100% sure. His defense has been good, though. I will say that. The Bears, Rob, and I don't. Who has the Ravens? Who's using the Ravens?
Clint has the Ravens. Clint.
Clint has the thing with Clint so far, though, is that he's getting to what looks to be shootout.
So I don't know, man. I don't know. This is your, it's your stuff.
Those names, I'm definitely gonna go with those. But he's Clint has played against some good teams. I guess I'll pick Clint there. He won a close one against against Bird, and he won a close one against Cody Will.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Oh, you. Oh, yeah. I'm tripping. I didn't say you, and of course B. I definitely got to put you there.
You don't gotta name me if you don't want. You know, that don't mean nothing. All right. So what about the pretenders?
Pretenders. I'm gonna go with Mike.
Okay.
Mike is a pretender. Even though he lost both games. Okay, I can't name him a pretender. He's already on too. I had faith in the Lions guy, but that kind of fizzled out fairly early.
It's got a rough early schedule though, so I don't know.
In fact. Okay. You know what? Flip me off of Clint. Clint is a pretender.
Okay.
No, just talk the fact that he's been in those close shootouts. I'm going to say Clint is a pretender. It's a lot. He's giving up a lot of points. A lot of points. He must be throwing the ball a whole lot. He might have to look at that.
Okay.
But Zach. Zach is never like contended to me. He's always just pretended to in my eyes. So give me Zach, Clint. And I'm going to say Rob.
Okay. Let me know when you finish.
Oh, no. That's it. That's the list.
Okay.
The three, I guess.
The Jets are 2-0. I think that'll fizzle out. It's not enough spins for Le'Veon in the world to overcome like the lack of talent on that team. Chan is undefeated. That's to be expected at this point. That's actually I think one of the next topics or whatever. But he's definitely a contender. So Jason would be a pretender. Mike is somewhere in the middle. I really can't place him. He'll win games he has no business winning and lose games that should be give-me's. Rob, actually, I'm going to put some stock into Rob this year. But if he doesn't do something phenomenal season one, then it's over. Clint's definitely a contender. B, obviously. That might be it from the AFC. As far as the NFC is concerned, I know Ed has already said that this is his year, I believe, via Pigeon. Bird has relayed that to the admin offices that the NFC runs through Ed at this moment in time. I want to give Zach credit. Well, he has Chicago right now. So Zach is 2-0, but Zach has these problems where the playoffs start, his team goes on vacation. So until he can leave the divisional or the wild card round. I have no faith in Zach yet, but I wish him the best. Castro, no faith. Krim, as of right now, he has 3 X factors, but I'm not seeing it. Bryce, if Bryce doesn't do it in year one, like Rob, I have absolutely no faith as that team starts to break down and he makes bad decisions like he's known to do. I don't see it. I'm not going to mention myself. Surprisingly, Julian, if he can get the hell out of his own way, he can make a deep playoff run. Bird has to overcome a lack of talent, but yeah, he's definitely a contender. I can't think of anybody else offhand right now, so I guess we could just move on. Let you cover the next one.
Gotcha. So I guess the next one looks like we're talking about who is coming out of both conferences to come in the Super Bowl. I personally believe, like you said, if get it done year one, and it's part. With that said, Bryce at the NFC year one. But just know if it doesn't happen this year, then not. Now the AFC, this is what, because honestly, don't know. I want to say Chip, but I have a million reasons. And when I say million, I really just want that to affect the heat in my division. And
man, you're supposed to be unbiased, man. Miss me with this shit you got going on right now. Just tell the truth, man.
Okay, so I'm gonna say Chandler. So I'm supposed to be unbiased. I say Mark. Eagles versus Texans, which would
Eagles Texans
would be a very good matchup in my eyes.
Okay. It's a flip flop in the AFC. I can see 3 teams right now. I really could. I can see Chan, but I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. I can see Rob silly ass making it. And I can see Clint. Like, I can see any of those 3. I won't pick one. If I had to pick one, it would be Chan. 100%. NFC is probably going to be more of a bloodbath in my eyes. And the Styles make fights. So the Eagles offensive line and the Cowboys offensive line is absolutely ridiculous. But the Eagles defensive line is outright silly as well. So, and then it's just a clash of styles. Like, I really couldn't even pick anybody from the NFC. Like, it could be me, it could be Bird, you get what I'm saying? Like, it could be Bryce. If Ed is as serious as he says, it could be Ed. I'm not going to say Ed right now, but I could see me, Bird, Bryce. Until Julian gets out of his own way, I can't say that. But as of right now, it would probably be one of these 3. Going to see one of the 3 that I listed in the AFC, in my opinion. If I had to pick a winner, I'd probably pick somebody in the AFC just to piss off my NFC contemporaries.
So Chan it is.
Damn, that's crazy.
It's Chan, and I see it's like the only hope in that conference. Hello.
The AFC?
Yeah. That's that question. Definitely a no.
Well, to be honest, the AFC has run through Chan for about 3 to 4 matters, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, there have been instances where, like, B would get a title or, you know, somebody else would go to the Super Bowl. I know if Rob was on the line, he would tell you about the time he eliminated Chan or whatever. But through and through, for the most part, it's been Chan's conference. But historically, He struggled against Mike. Don't ask me how. I can't explain it. It might be more so the team. Chan has struggled against Mike. Like, he usually wins, but, like, it's always like a, he, you know, a win the battle, lose the war type of thing.
Gotcha.
Like, he'll win versus Mike and get all his players killed. But it's a little different now. So, the one person in the AFC that has Chan figured out is Clint. And that's the God honest truth. You remember the analogy with the Cell Juniors and all of that other stuff?
Yeah.
Remember Chan had all of these clones and you get what I'm saying or whatever the case is? People observe. So the only person that I've seen and that has played him like and stifled him has been Clint. So if Chan doesn't make it, it has to be Clint. You get what I'm saying? But I can also see Clint losing to Rob. Like, it's weird. You get what I'm saying? I have no faith in Rob being Chan right now. Pause. Just the truth of the matter.
Yeah. I can definitely respect that opinion. I can respect it.
You got anything you want to add? Oh, somebody dying.
Yeah. No, I don't. I really don't have anything else to add. Actually, just like, move on to the next topic. You're still here.
What happened?
Oh, I was just trying to over here. It sounded like somebody breaking in. It sounded like a TV commercial.
I think it was a car alarm.
Yeah, you want to talk about something like a message you want to say?
Yeah, just look. Let's to everybody in the league playing user defense with linebackers and safeties in the box. It's all fine and well to do it. Let's try not to run into the players and knock them off course, bumping them off of their routes while they're on defense. The game does not call illegal contact. I think I just had a similar conversation in regards to this, I think, with Zach. It might have been incidental or whatever, but I've seen it across the league, like, not with everybody, but the people who are, quote-unquote, I guess, good at usering is doing it, and I think it's kind of whack for lack of an explanation. You should play your zone or play a receiver without running into people like Mad Men and things of that nature or whatever. Also, let's not edit people, as I specified in the chat, because for whatever reason, there's a glitch where it basically damages your cap. It leaves you with very little, or you have negative 6.54 million in cap, I believe, negative cap. You won't be able to sign any of your players or anything like that, so you might want to look out for that. So if you want to edit somebody, please let an admin know. And then if it happens, we'll be able to adjust the cap, you know, by restructuring a contract. Right now that's the only workaround. If you go out on your own and do a bunch of edits and change uniforms and add, you know, neck rolls and all of this other weird shit, and your cap is damaged, that's a you problem because you've already been warned. I think that's that. Oh, so let me ask you this, Turk.
Yeah. Because
I've seen some people with great people, players, and they are ass with them. I'm not going to name anybody right now. I'm trying to protect people's egos and stuff. But, like, if you got a superstar who is known in the NFL, really good, and he's really good at Madden, and he can have the superstar ability or the X-Factor ability, do you think that if they stunk it up with that player or he didn't finish – at the very, like, in the top echelon of what's going on, do you think that person should have their dev trait rescinded or lowered to one below it?
I think, definitely if they're older, too.
Say that again? You just read it out.
I said definitely if that player is older, It was like a regression. I mean, regression in there, but the death traits. I would definitely be, because I'm looking through now, and I can say some names out loud, but I'm a chill. But I see about four superstar quarterbacks that definitely would take a hit after this season if they continue on their own right now. So, yeah, I actually
you want to name these quarterbacks, or are you trying to protect people?
Well, I'm not gonna do them like that, but they know who they are.
All right, how about you give me the divisions? I'll call it out. Fuck it.
I mean, there's one in the north and one in the south, one in the NFC West. There's
wait, I heard the NFC West, NFC South. I didn't hear which north.
And north. NFC North.
NFC North. There's a superstar quarterback. All right, so that's Green Bay, right?
Correct.
NFC South, that's got to be Breeze. You said the NFC West. All right, yeah, 100% that's Russ, because he was at the top of the show. All right, what else we got?
You know, maybe, like, it's subject. It just depends on how you look at it. No, but those she just definitely be on the block.
Those are the three? There's nobody in the NFC?
Is Derek Carr?
I don't know.
Derek Carr is not looking pretty.
Superstars and X Factors, man. Don't do that right now. Let's not do that.
I don't see nobody else.
Rivers is an X Factor. Right? I know he tore your ass up. Pause. So.
He doesn't.
But you almost a bot. So, that was like a free win that week. Mahomes played a bot, and Jeff, which was one of the owners that we spoke about. So, that performance really don't even count. Who else? Well, Brady went crazy the first week, I believe, so I can't do anything about that. I can't say anything about that.
Yeah. We got about 2 minutes.
Okay. It's only a handful of dudes, bro. Like, for real. Like, even when you look at the stats, it's kind of insane. Like, Myles Garrett is destroying people's lives. He's averaging 5 QB tackles a game. Yo, it's rough out here, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell these people got going on. You can wrap it up whenever you want. Jesus.
Looking through, trying to see what I can see. Okay, 90 seconds. I'm just trying to see if there's anything out here. I'm trying to see who's being picked. Got Darren Lee, who I think caught all 4 picks in one game. Jeff East has 4 picks as well.
Yeah, he played Jeff, yo. He played Jeff.
Oh, right.
That was the same game Mahomes turned into a cup and a quarterback.
Yo, we also, once this goes off, I need to talk to you about the CPU quarterbacking. Because I see a stat that jumps out. No other.
All right, so we'll definitely talk about that in a few minutes.
But, yeah, Matt Ryan, 6 touchdowns, 1 pick, 81% completion. Ben Roethlisberger, 2 TDs, 3 picks, 75, and 647 through the air. Job so far, fellas, first 2 weeks, the week here on the left, got some game coming up. You got any last words? 20 seconds.
Nah, everybody, let's just have a productive cycle. We'll catch you on the next episode.
Alright. We are out of here. Make sure y'all get those games in. Get on the good jazz. Make some content if you ain't playing.
Yeah.
I'm
upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. I'ma always take the money over sex. That's why they need me out the way, what you expect.